Hello and welcome to the Walking Leader Podcast. I am your host, David Guerra, and I am also the author of The Walking Leader. How are you? How's it going? Welcome back. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening. And this is episode 15. And episode 15, we're going to talk about rule number 14 of The Walking Leader, the 20 rules you can follow now to guide you down the path of leadership greatness in your organization. And let's get started. Rule number 14, employees must know you are available. When I started my first post-state job, I was in learning mode. I knew the business and what it entailed, but I did not fully understand the day-to-day operation stuff. I still had to master the meat and potatoes of the business and of doing business before I would even consider myself at some level of operating competence. I would visit all the contract sites to get a feel for how things were being done and how things were the same and obviously how things were different at each location. I would sometimes arrive and not say anything but observe how the staff was doing their thing and then depart. At first, the employees would want to initiate a conversation with the new guy and I would answer to them, but I would keep it brief because I was there to observe and learn. I gave myself a hard deadline of 90 days to get fully up to speed and jump in. Obviously, some organizations don't have that ability or don't have that ability to allow somebody to take 90 days to know the job and learn it. However, over the course of the 90 days, well, like I said, it can be a lifetime in business, and some organizations cannot wait that long. And I was fortunate that the company I've been doing things for 15 years could allow me to do it. So the process could continue and wait until I truly felt well-versed into jumping in. So that was a good thing. However, on the 91st day, I met all the employees and told them that my probation was over. I was now in it up to my chin, and I was in it with them. At the day 91 meeting, I also told them I would now be available to them 100%. They were now able to contact me by phone, email, whatever was necessary, fax, and I was to be their point of contact when they called in sick or needed supplies delivered or whatnot. I had to be that obvious and blatant in telling them that because I had been distant and reserved during my acclimation period of those first 90 days. Needless to say, almost all of them certainly took me up on my offer of making me the point of contact. It was a little tough for some of them, but eventually that got worked out. Every employee must know you're available when you are out and about. That is that's a non-negotiable rule, as well as being one of the most difficult to master. Unfortunately, it is also extremely easily abused by you and your employee and the employees you encounter. So you must draw a fine line when it comes to employees knowing you are available and employees using that availability for purposes other than work-related activities. This is when abuse can happen. Therefore, it is imperative that you set boundaries up front, right from the beginning. If they have other managers or supervisors, they need to understand that your availability is not a tool that can be used to circumvent their manager or supervisor, nor is it a tool that will be used to get you to interdict on their behalf in situations involving performance or personnel issues. That is strictly reserved for the employee's chain of command. If you are in the chain of command, then you already are in the loop. If you're not in that employee's direct chain of command, then you must ensure that what you are told stays confidential. As you can see, this is the one path that, when followed, can quickly be abused. And this one path you do not want to take. However, being available and fully ensuring that employees know you will be available is something that can only be achieved over time. See, when they get used to you being present and available, they will start to understand that you are truly available for them. Of course, your walking around time should not be the only time you are available. You will be available all the time. However, you can emphasize that the priority of your availability is the walking leader time spent on the floor, in the trenches, out in the front lines. Of course, those who want more time from you or dedicated time can always call your extension or drop you an email. Reassure them that they can always get a hold of you, whether you are out and or you are in of the office or at the office. Now, a word or two of caution. Never let people know you are uninterested in them or show any sense of loathing or boredom with them or what they bring to the conversation. See, word will quickly spread faster than a California wildfire that what was once genuine is now considered a fraud and no longer worth anyone's time. The employees will feel betrayed and lose faith in the management, leadership, and the mission of the organization. And above all, they will lose faith in you. So no matter how boring or how interested you really are deep down inside, never, ever let them see you show that disinterest. Now, on a side note, while you are encouraged to leave your electronic tethers in your office when you start your walking leader adventures, this should not prevent employees from contacting you. Most cool organizations now have email for all employees. Yes, there's still some out there that don't. If they want you to stop by, they can email you ahead of your departure from your office. If some individuals have a difficult time contacting you or remembering your email address, why not carry some quote-unquote special business card made exclusively for in-house use with you? Okay. Now, these special cards, most organizations will provide business cards. But again, that's for internal to external communication. You know, somebody who's in a position that does something. But that doesn't mean you as an employee can't have your own business card. And that you can hand off to a new employee, a coworker from a different department. It doesn't matter. It'll have your name, your email address, and your extension, and your hours of operation. Your hours of operation. You know, in-house every third Saturday of the month, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, lunchtime 12 to 1, whatever. Your email address, how do they get a hold of you, and any other information you want to share. There's nothing against it. I don't know of any organization that would say no. Don't do that. Don't do that on your own. Don't share your information with somebody else, because all you're doing is just saving a little time from them writing it down and possibly getting it wrong. And then it's like, they're going to blame you for giving them the wrong information. Even though you said Dave, but they heard Steve. And trust me, folks, that has happened to me. So I recommend that you head on over to moo.com, M-O-O.com. It's a pretty cool website, and they have a cool line of fully customizable mini cards, and I use them all the time. I carry them with me, and you know what? They're inexpensive. They're great. They're nice conversation pieces. They're very inexpensive, and people will remember you because it's like, oh, you gave me that little card, and that's it. That's all you need. So it's something to think about. So make sure that they know you're available. Make sure that you are out there. And they get a hold of you before, during, and after your walks. Now, obviously, like I said, you're going to leave your electronic devices or as much as possible in your office. But who's to say that there can't be an email waiting for you when you get back? Now, by the same token, you have your pad, your piece of paper. You can write down their name, their extension, their email address if they want to share it with you. So, again, do what you can, but do it right, and ensure that you can communicate with each other and that everybody knows you are available, whether you're walking around or you're sitting at your office. It doesn't matter. So again, that is rule 14, and this is episode 15 of the Walking Leader Podcast. Again, let me know what you think. Drop me an email, dave@davegera.com. Follow me on Twitter @DaveGera, all one word. And until next week, I thank you for listening. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.